was so good.
It did look pretty good.
Did you not try it?
You want to start this off with a shot, Ryan?
Bang.
All right.
Ah, what's up, guys?
Hey, Ryan.
Yeah, doing some podcasts at a little different location today.
Definitely.
Yep.
I like the low lighting, though. It's kind of nice.
It is kind of nice. We should all be wearing sunglasses.
Man.
I am.
Oh, shit. No, as like a throwback, because this is episode 50, dude.
Yeah.
What?
What corresponds with 50? Ryan's birthday also corresponds with the 50th episode of Boss Barrel Radio.
So we are having some fun on the 50th episode and my birthday and having some drinks while podcasting to you guys.
Well, this wouldn't be a first, but...
Yeah. Well, this is the first birthday.
This is the first Ryan birthday.
We've had drinks before, but I don't think...
Drinks. I think we've had not drinks less regularly than we've had drinks.
Yeah, it's true.
It's usually drinking.
It's usually... Somehow our podcasts just increase in quality when we drink.
Well, people want to hear about drunks.
That's right.
Nobody wants to hear sober.
What are we
people.
Drinking today, Ryan?
I made a lemon drop orange martini.
Orange
martini. Lemon drop martini.
Yeah.
I think it tastes like lemonade.
It does. Tastes like a screwdriver that I can drink because I hate screwdrivers.
Yeah. See, exactly. It tastes like a screwdriver for you. It tastes like lemonade for you.
I was on a screwdriver
perfect combo.
A couple months ago. Where I just like wanted screwdrivers like crazy.
Ugh. Did you have scurvy?
No.
Are you? Did you have a
is that?
Did you have a vitamin C deficiency?
No.
Were your teeth rotting out, and you were
maybe,
having
maybe
you just woke up on the deep had blue
bad,
sea?
Bad taste in his mouth.
I remember what started it off is like I was feeling very sick, but I still wanted to go out and have fun with people, and I was like, I know what I'll do.
That's how
I'll just I still get my vitamin C intake by drinking screwdrivers and still get drunk.
Mm.
Turns out that was a great idea.
No,
the alcohol suppressed all of my achiness. And the vitamin C did nothing. Except for,
I found that is a great way to not like screwdrivers.
I still like screwdrivers.
I went out one time and I wasn't feeling good, and I was like, I'm just going to keep drinking screwdrivers until, one, either I stop feeling bad, or two, I stop feeling anything. Mm-hmm. And neither happened.
Oh, well.
And then I just got really sick.
So you just started throwing up orange?
Just throwing up orange juice everywhere.
Yeah. Sounds like a good time, actually.
Fair,
like
I was proud.
Yeah. So, fantastic.
Slight aversion to that.
That's what I'm going for tonight.
Good.
I'm going to drink.
Anytime you smell a lemon drop martini at the bar or a orange juice or a screwdriver, you're just going to yak instantly.
Oh, man.
Burn the well.
Dude, did I tell you, after my last birthday party, I can't stomach Reese's. I can't stomach peanut butter anymore.
What? Yeah, you can.
No, I've tried. No, I have tried. Anytime somebody orders the Reese's cheesecake.
You take a bite of it and try to see if you can stomach it?
No,
he just licks the outside so they can't tell.
I just see it and I just go, ugh.
What happened at your birthday party?
Well, so my birthday party, I consumed more Reese's than I probably should have in a day.
Also, there's a Reese's flavored cake.
Yeah, and that was also delicious but terrible. And so I ate a lot of Reese's.
There was beer pong with cheese balls.
There was beer pong with cheese balls.
I remember
that. Was the best thing ever.
I put the cheese balls in the freezer, I think.
In the coffee pot. They were dispensing them from the coffee pot. That's great.
Yeah, I'm supposed to bounce the ball in beer pong.
If you want to get two cups. I mean, not always supposed to.
What?
That's the bounce rule.
Yeah.
You bounce
that rule?
If you throw it and bounce
official beer pong tournament says no.
Dude, whatever. I've never seen a book that says anything.
Talk to Backstrom about it. Right. I played at the Beer Olympics this year.
Oh, you
if
did?
You, yeah.
Where if, is that?
At Backstrom's house.
Oh.
Yeah. Somewhat near yours.
I know where it is.
Whatever.
Can't swat.
You can't swat ever? Uh-uh.
So if it hits the edge of a cup and rolls into another cup, that's fine. But if it bounces up, you can't swat it away. But if it bounces, gentleman's rule says you throw that out. That throw out.
So if I throw in the middle of the table,
what kind of game is that?
See, if you throw it into the middle of the table and it bounces into a cup, your throw is dead because it hit the ground.
See, I've never played it that way. Yeah. I've always played, if you want to throw for...
It's like dirty, gorilla, fucking,
if you want to throw for a bounce, the ball, as soon as the ball bounces, it is worth two cups now.
Nope.
But the other team has the opportunity to smack it out of the air.
That's, no.
No, yeah. It's completely
that's dirty. That's like gorilla shit, man. Like,
no, it's because they now have the opportunity.
It's a gentleman's game to just throw at the cups. It's just you and the cups, man.
Oh, so it's like you played a pro golf tournament, and we've been playing just like with mulligans the
you've been
whole
time. Yeah, you've been fucking playing the Muni, like the pitching course the entire time.
So I've also started to learn like some crazy rules that I'm just like, no, these aren't. Like now kids are just making stuff up where it's like
making stuff up. Who would have thought was getting people drunk this whole time and playing games?
There's an official, there's okay, an officiated will, board of
God,
beer
is there
pong
an app for this. Like beer
probably,
pong,
I guarantee there is.
Can you play it with your phone?
Maybe.
Did you like? Like well, you get one cup for throwing your phone into the beer pong.
Gosh, that's great. But so like, I started to learn about this rule that exists where it's like, what is this crazy rule? I don't know. There's something involved where if you do something, then someone has a chance to rebuttal, but they have to throw it behind their back. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. You've never, that, you've never done that rule?
No.
That's yeah, ridiculous. If you throw it behind the back, then it cancels everything out.
No, you have one rebuttal, and if you tie it up, then you tie the game, but you also then don't have to drink those cups.
So when you lose,
you got a rebuttal.
I guess I'm going to be an underground beer pong player for life.
Yeah.
I don't like your rules at all.
I buck the system, man. The only rule that I don't like is when you're playing team beer pong. Well, is if you get two. So playing with these guys, if you get one ball in one cup, then that cup gets pulled and you drink. But where I came from, you didn't pull the cups until the team was done. So if you got two balls in the same cup, then you had to drink two cups.
Right.
So you're decreasing your chance to mix.
If you're doing teams.
But you always play beer pong on a team.
Right.
No, sometimes you can do it solo.
Sometimes, yeah.
Well, yeah.
You can be the loneliest
true
person.
True. You can put as many balls in as many cups as you want and throw anything behind your back.
When you play beer pong by yourself, you...
No,
you
beer pong practice is lose an alcoholic's reason to drink beer pong practice.
Wednesday nights.
Beer pong practice. Beer pong practice. Can't come.
Sorry, guys. I got to... Go to champs and do beer pong practice.
So
there
video
is
games?
A, there is a beer
video games.
Hang on, there is a beer pong rules and regulations app for the iPhone.
Does it cost $1?
It is $1, however, and
yeah.
I don't care that much.
Does Backstrom have an iPhone?
Backstrom.
I think he's living in the 2000s.
He's got a bag phone,
yeah,
right?
He has a flip
he's got
phone.
A Nokia.
He's just got a car charger bag phone.
Yeah, just keeps
remember the Nokias?
The candy bar? Label. Yeah.
Yeah. I think he's got a blue one.
Yeah, the 20, was it 26,
they had
2000
like
or something
the
like
snap
that.
Snap off front face.
Uh huh. You put your American flag face on it.
Right.
Yep.
Look at me, guys. I'm original.
Uh huh.
That's really sweet.
I can play Snake on this.
Yep. Snake.
If you dig deep enough, you can play Snake.
And Tetris.
Mine didn't have Tetris.
What?
It had Snake.
Mine never had Tetris. Mine always had Snake.
There's another game.
And not
I had
like
too.
The good kind of snake.
No,
like the
eat the apples, get bigger.
Yeah, and then like I could only get to the third level because controls in that are just dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Like the response is
seven
like, I
for
push
down,
the and it responds. I push the button.
Seven for down, five for left, two for up, and
I don't know how number pads work anymore.
Yeah,
I
something
just,
like that.
It all just comes up digitally on my screen, and I interact with it.
What? You couldn't touch the screen?
Well, you could.
How many D's was it in? How many D's
have you guys seen the new Spy Kids movie? It's supposed to be in 4D. Yeah.
You can smell it.
Yep.
Yeah, Hunter asked me about that. He's like, what does it mean by 4D? I was like, well...
I always tell people they can smell it.
I was
are
like,
they
going to
release like farts into the...
Yeah.
I can only hope.
It's a tough question because if you think about it, you're like, well, maybe they're making a like... I was like, it's
a
joke.
It's
like,
a joke.
It's a joke because there's no such thing as fourth dimension.
But kids don't
but
know that.
Time is the fourth.
But it could be too because that's what they're talking about. Well, it's not
no,
the fourth dimension,
it's,
but
no,
it's
4Ds. You are going to that movie and you're wasting your time.
Right. If you want to say that time is the fourth dimension, then that's fine. But it's not the fourth dimension. And because
they said aromascope is free.
The 4D then that's
aromascope
because that could be it too.
Well, I mean,
also some
like,
people would say rotation is the fourth dimension.
Rotation.
Yeah.
Like,
but that also goes hand in
like
hand
the
with
camera,
time.
The camera turns and they turn me with the camera.
No, but if you think of dimensions as an X, Y, and Z axes,
oh,
and then if you say that, like, what if you're on the same axes but you're moving, but
I
you're
see.
Not changing your location,
I
but
see.
You're moving, You're just rotating your body. You're so that's like a fourth dimension.
From an aesthetic standpoint.
No, not an aesthetic standpoint. I'm saying like you've got three dimensions. You got forward, backwards, left, right, up, down. Those are your dimensions. Now, if you're not moving, but you're spinning in place, but not actually changing your location, and if the object is moving on like in its own axis, but it's not moving within any of those things, then it does have movement. Mm-hmm. But then some other people might say that time is the only way to measure that because there's a change that you can only measure through time.
Right.
Because what is rotation without time?
Right. Because the object doesn't move through a plane. So it is freestanding.
So our guest today is actually Stephen Hawking.
Hello, guys.
Hello, Mr. Hawking. It's a pleasure.
Time is irrelevant.
Great. I'll never talk
about that. And then the other thing is like,
be late for work again.
I told Hunter, I was like, you know, there's like, there's also some people that think there's like 11 dimensions. That's 11? Called string theory.
Oh. Yeah, I know that. Yeah. Well, are we talking about string theory in relation to the game, or are we talking about string theory in
relation
to the
game?
The game is this is sort of what we witnessed last night with that guy trying to pick up those three girls. Mm-hmm. String theory is a theory that exists amongst pickup artists where it's cat string theory, where if you dangle the string just far enough away from the cat, they'll try to bat at it. But if you let them have the string, they're no longer interested in it, and then they give up on it.
Yeah. So you okay? Interesting. Well, real string theory is.
So if you always act like you're not really, but you're sort of interested in the girl, they'll sort of be chasing after you.
I see.
But if you give it all to them right up front, they don't want it.
Gotcha. So don't go balls deep.
Keep that in mind, fellas.
Don't ever go balls deep.
Never ball.
So
everyone knows you're just full retard.
Are you supposed to just play just the tip all the time then?
Yeah, forever.
Pretty much.
Is that what you're telling me?
Uh-huh.
Keep them coming back. Not the whole thing.
Jet shot three. I was like, one, two, three. Guess got it.
String theory in science is like, I don't quite understand. It's a lot of math, but it's basically like, from what I understand, it's like there's a bunch of different dimensions, and they're not dimensions like we perceive them, like left, right, forward, back, up, down dimensions. It's dimensions in like vibration, and all those different vibrations have different frequencies, and all those frequencies correspond to different dimensions. And the only thing that I know for certain is there's a membrane layer, and that's like soup.
I love
I would chill in the membrane layer
all night, dude.
Yeah, just curdling. I'm just gonna just become a semi-solid in the membrane layer. Perpetual vanilla bean orgasm.
There's actually some membrane layer in that drink.
So. Yeah, is that a thick drink?
Every one we sell, we actually have a pregnant woman in the back giving birth.
Gross.
Yuck.
Oh, man.
Cheers.
Cheers to that, yeah. Well, Ryan, earlier you asked me if I played anything. I haven't.
No?
Oh, I agree.
That's kind of sad.
From last week, I don't think I played a single video game.
Did you hold a controller?
I played with my 3DS, and I beat Find Me. I got the crown.
Did you find him?
Found Me.
Yeah?
Yep, I got the crown for myself, and that's it.
So, do you feel accomplished?
Not really.
No?
Because I want the Metroid hat. I have the Samus hat, but I want the Metroid hat.
So how do you get the Metroid hat?
You gotta replay the entire game once, which means I gotta street pass the hell out of it. Also, thank you for the puzzle piece, John. You had the one puzzle piece that I didn't have, which was really surprising.
Oh, exciting.
What?
I didn't even know.
You get puzzle pieces for street passes.
Yeah, when you street pass somebody, you get the puzzle piece, and like everybody starts off with one puzzle piece, or they can buy more.
Trade them. This.
But they're like desktop backgrounds of Mario-based video games.
So once you have someone else's puzzle piece, do you have multiple puzzle pieces to give anyone?
You can always loan yours out, and you still keep yours. So it's like you take a fax of it, like a photocopy.
But like, if you have someone else's, can you give that one out?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so once you have...
So, like, if John gave me his, I could give the one that John gave me to somebody else, but I would still have that, and he would still have that.
So eventually, once someone gets an entire puzzle, someone new to the 3DS could just get the entire puzzle.
You can only get one piece per street pass.
So how, on what credits a street pass? Like once an hour, once
I go a day? I stalk.
No, that's that was something that I said that we need to start doing, John, is we need to fucking myth bust this 3DS thing. Like we need to each wear our 3DS and we need to like span it out. So it's like, what happens if we walk past each other at 5 yards? Okay, what happens if we walk past each other at 10 yards? Okay, what happens at 30 yards? Okay, now what happens at 5 yards moving at 10 miles per hour? Okay, now 10 yards.
What if you throw it at each other?
Right, like what if we're driving down the interstate? The thing is, like, what if we're driving down the interstate and, like, you know, we're 40 yards away from each other going 70 miles an hour? Like, do we street pass?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go ahead and let you know that when you told me your 3DS was in your car and I went to street pass, I basically had to, like, be, like, suspiciously close to your vehicle before I noticed it.
Really?
Like, I was making... Like, I was making...
On the car, like...
Like, I was basically, like, with my 3DS, like, pictures. Looking through your window, being like, where would he keep it? Would it be with his...
You had it open?
Yeah.
You gotta have it closed. No. You gotta have it closed, man.
You gotta have your 3DS closed for.
That's when they communicate. Yeah, they street pass when they're closed.
They only communicate being closed.
That's when they go into sleep mode when they do their street pass.
Oh,
so our 3DS is talking right now.
Probably, yeah. They're probably
chilling out back there.
Are they best friends yet?
Yeah,
you think it's probably like Theo and Billy.
God, I still think that was like the best conversation I've ever. Also, why is your me naked?
What?
Except for the Samus.
Dude, he's easier to find that way.
What are you talking about?
When it came up in my plaza, it was like, hey, Griff.
You mean my white skin that I put on my
is
dude?
Is it white? It looks beige to me.
You're probably colorblind or something because he's white. It's white because everybody wants white for Find Me. Because you have to have white at some point in Find Me.
You have to have one.
You have to have one.
Have to have it.
You have to.
It's a rule.
Have to.
It's in the official Find Me
rule. That's right. Book. If you look up the digital book, it says you will need white at some point.
Okay.
Weirdly enough, you will never need
it's black. It's kind of like the Master Sword.
Weird.
Yeah. Always got to get it.
Always got to get it.
Or the bottle gravity trick. Boots. You will need bottle gravity. Trick is the best trick in the
which one?
Word, the bottle trick?
Oh, yeah. Bottle trick. Well, the Goron certificate bottle trick.
Goron certificate and even those, well, you know that trick is tricky because
I did it.
Well, no, it's easy. But the thing of it is, like, if you're adult Link, you don't maintain some of those items as young Link.
Who plays as young Link?
Well, sometimes you gotta do things as young Link.
Never. Young Link sucks.
That's true, but sometimes you gotta do things as young Link.
Yeah.
You gotta
do Young Link sometimes.
Sometimes there's some...
This podcast does not condone that sort of behavior.
There were things that I was supposed to do in the past that I sort of forgot to do, so I had to go back and do those things before I become me.
You forgot to do things when really you were weird. Young, so now you're exactly. trying to go do them now?
Yes.
So what you tell me is if you go back in time, it's not illegal if you're under 18?
Yes. So what I'm telling you is...
I forgot to have sex with...
Really close to buying...
Abraham Lincoln.
Okay. Yeah. Ocarina of Time 3D.
Really, yeah?
Really close to doing it. Like,
what stopped you?
Well, yeah, there's nothing.
The fact that
if I had a 3DS, that's what I would be playing.
You know what I almost bought? A fucking Nintendo 64 the other day.
I may actually, because I'm going to be bored at work later today, I may actually just run into GameStop real quick and be like, give me that game!
Get Dead or Alive, it's better.
Is it? What game?
Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time 3D.
No.
Doing it.
No.
Maybe Street Fighter, though.
Meh.
That seems like a tough job, you know, playing 3DS.
Oh, yeah, I know, right?
Dead or Alive is better.
Yeah, you say that, but do you own Dead or Alive?
No.
But see, I want to battle you with my podcast people.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
I want to battle you at work.
It's just not good, though. Like, if you're playing, like, the way that if we were to play Street Fighter, you and I, we'd be very frustrated with 3DS Street Fighter.
I feel like that's why I brought mine, because I want to see
right.
this. Right,
so Dead or Alive is also a lot less... like command input necessary, so you can be fine if you're just tapping buttons.
The thing of it though is like I want to do the Street Fighter thing more just because at work when we're running past each other, I want to have this like ongoing battle royale with you.
Yeah, all right, well, fine.
Yeah, fine.
Think you can handle all my platinum dudes, John?
No, probably not.
Like three platinum dudes.
Whoa,
you got three platinos.
Who?
Got some Chun-Li.
How many people, Ryu. Okay, so here's a good question. How many people have you street passed since owning a 3DS?
Fuck, if I know.
Like the last 4 months. Like
a lot. 13, I think, 13. Maybe.
13 whole people?
Lot. Roughly more than 10.
That's a lot more than I thought, actually. I thought it was going
to
be like
for keeping it on me in the restaurant or keeping it on me when I go to a baseball game or something like that. Outing. Like not like a social outing going that you would bar. Think you would need a 3DS on you. No, I don't wear it to the, I don't bring it to the, I don't wear it to the bar.
I don't
but
wear it
to if the I'm like
strapped to my back.
Like if it's in my car or something, like that means that at some point I pass somebody who is that's where the weirdest thing about Dead or Alive is like I brought that to one of Hunter's baseball games when we were just had to wait there for like an hour and 45 minutes for them to start playing. And I was playing that in the meantime. And, sorry.
Street pass.
And when I got done with the game, I was like, oh, I picked up somebody's data. Like, what are the chances of that going to this baseball game? And I picked up
just some
dead
random
or alive
kid
data.
That had, you got any place
well,
with a bunch of kids.
I mean, you could probably reduce it.
Found the blender there, Ryan.
Pigs are all over the place on that one. Yeah, you can probably slim down the odds on that pretty easily by just saying that.
So my text message is it's a caller call-in message right now.
Fantastic.
Yep, here's
do it.
Here's from a phone number that I don't recognize, and it says, "Are you having a good day? We need to go get us stuff for school one of these days." Yeah. I'm sorry, let me reread that. We need to go get us stuff for school one of these days.
These days?
So, you guys having a good day?
Yeah.
Yeah, my day's going well.
Yeah, day's going pretty good.
Do you want to go get school stuff for these days?
Yeah, I need a bunch of number two days? Pencils, like, badly.
What's the number three pencil?
It's a number one
it's
pencil.
An artist pencil.
Number
is
one
it?
Pencil. Yeah. Well, okay,
did
so...
you know that for certain?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, okay, so
is it just, like, what's the difference?
Consistency. It's, like, really soft, like... Okay. Yeah.
It's really soft.
I took art classes in
school. No, this sounds right. Like, I had green pencils that had different numbers on them. I didn't know it was that simple, though.
He's right. It's lit, but it's, so there's...
I had, like, a six, I think.
Do you know all the different, like...
It was, like, floppy pencil.
There's an F, there's a B, there's an HB, there's...
is there an H...
There's...
H high definition?
F, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8,
HD pencil?
No. There's not an HD. HB.
How do I write an HD?
There's a 4D pencil, though, and...
A 40 pencil?
40.
Do you have to keep 40. That pencil in a 4D, brown paper bag?
4D6.
Or it explodes.
Or you get arrested when you're on the street writing.
Do you have a license for that pencil?
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I was just going home and I'm out of gas in my car. You just give me like $5? I just need to get home.
No.
What?
No. Get a job.
I'm confused.
My girlfriend's in the car, and she's pregnant right now, and we're trying to go to the hospital, but my car broke down, and I blew a tire, and, like, I'm also out of gas, and I just need, like, $5 to go to the gas station and get, like, a jack for my tire to pump my tire up to then, like, you know, get it and get the spare on. You just got $5 for me, man?
This
like,
all
so
sounds
I can,
very wrong to me.
I just need $5.
If you'd have just told me that you needed $5 for gas.
She's pregnant.
Well, looks like you're going to have one of those backseat kids. Don't know what to tell
I
you.
I have a jack for my car.
I have a very important business meeting to go to right now.
Oh, come on.
You're just going
like
to use it to
buy
booze.
Late, sir.
This is the time when you pull out the gun and you start threatening me for $5,000.
$5,000.
Give me $5!
Escalation, bitches.
John, besides your new 3DS that you own.
Nothing. I feel like that's not
true. Did you download anything on the store?
Best thing ever.
Sly Lemon.
Oh, I downloaded Netflix, and then I realized everything else on the eShop is worthless.
Uh-huh.
So, no. I played a little bit of the augmented reality stuff, and, yeah.
It gets old fast.
Yeah.
Did you do Face Ace?
No, not yet.
You didn't do it?
No, not yet. I can't get Toby to sit still.
Alright.
Face Ace?
Face Ace is an augmented reality
face
game.
Face Raiders?
Sort of.
I forget what the name is.
I think it's Face Raiders.
I love
Face.
We'll talk about this later, because this is like six games. Months old.
You know, it's not old.
What?
I don't know. More of a question.
Lemon parties?
Lemon parties.
Earth Defense Force?
Oh, you talked about this before, didn't you?
No, he didn't. This is all brand spanking new. Yep. We got to talk about it. Yep. I want to tell Ryan. Tell me everything. It's about good. Defense Force.
It's good. It's got 300 guns. And
has 300 guns?
Yeah.
And they all do different things?
Yeah.
Is there an electricity gun?
Haven't found one.
I love that Griff is now excited about this. It's just like Borderlands.
Wait a minute.
And you kill bosses.
Is there a shotgun sniper rifle?
You kill bosses, you get loot.
Okay, that sounded good.
Yeah.
What do you do in this game? Do you shoot? What do you shoot?
Giant alien bugs that sometimes are robots.
Oh, so I've seen this game. It's garbage.
No, it's actually really
good.
You're
just living in the past, man.
You know what? I put this game into my Xbox thinking it was going to be garbage, and I was so pleasantly surprised, and I'm still playing it. It's amazing. Like, it brings me back to the day of just shooters and having fun and, you know, not worrying about anything. There's no storyline. Don't worry about that.
Don't worry about that.
How are the achievements? Are they...
It's kill a lot of bugs. Lots and lots of bugs and kill more bugs.
Oh, really? Just, like, so you can, like, you can complete this pretty easily?
No.
No?
I've probably put 30 hours.
You don't understand, John.
You don't understand.
The bugs got him, Johnny.
They're all dead. If you ever wanted to play Starship Troopers the game.
So how much is this like Starship Troopers?
I want to play Starship Troopers the game.
This is the game right here. It's
there's
four different types of guys you can play as. Yes. Giant bug boobs.
Bug boobs. Awesome.
There's the Rack Knight. I played Duke Nukem before. I'm not really into bug boobs.
How's the Rack Knight Queen doing?
She's a bitch, and it's an ant queen, and it's sort of pretty much the hardest level in the game. Yep. And she spawns endless amounts of minions, and it's really annoying. But anyway, enough about her.
Can you upgrade your dude?
That's, the more you shoot, the more you get, there's 7 levels of armor, or 8 levels of armor, and the 8th tier is the final weapon. You get one weapon per...
Okay, so it's not like you have to find the weapons or armor, you're just collecting
them. You unlock some, and you get loot drops. There's 2 types of weapons. There's some you unlock for levels, and then the other ones are loot drops. And the ones that are loot drops are the crazier, like, more effect, like, crazy shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the ones you just unlock by leveling up are just powerful standard weapons. But some of them are, like, the crazy, like, there's a shotgun that takes up the whole screen and shoots multiple shots. And
shotgun
ricochets.
That shoots missiles.
Yes. And there's missiles that turn into more missiles.
Is there a missile that turns into a shotgun that shoots shotgun bullets?
And then it snipes the ant you're looking at.
Nice.
Yep.
Fucking ants. So why are we losing this war?
No, I beat it like 4 times already.
Okay.
We're not really losing it. This is happening.
But it takes a long time to get to the 8th armor upgrade. I've only done it for one class, and I've put like 30 hours into the game.
Oh, God.
And the final weapon you unlock, you just get one unlock for the eighth level. There's one unlock. And what it is a rocket launcher nuke.
Okay.
That, like, I killed myself probably 50 times using this thing, because you have to shoot it all the way in the other side of the level, and then it kills everything but you, like, if you can get out of the blast zone of it.
Nice.
And it's like an instant kill for everything on the screen.
It's like the Fat Man.
Yeah. Basically, it's the Fat Man. I'm Fat Man.
Spider-Man.
I'm Skinny Man.
So, yeah. Good game.
Earth Defense Force.
Yeah.
You're liking
it. Way better than I thought it would be. I went into it exactly like you were thinking. Fuck this game. But I was bored of playing whatever I was playing, and it was for $2, so I tried it out.
I cannot wait for El Shaddai to come today.
El Shaddai?
El Shaddai.
I love shitting.
I was thinking about downloading Toy Soldiers today, but I decided.
Yeah, nobody played Toy Soldiers?
No.
I downloaded it, but I was too busy killing
giant alien bugs. I watched a video for it.
Did you pay money for it?
You downloaded the demo, right?
Downloaded the demo.
Okay, so that's a smart way to approach these things.
Yeah, that Toy Soldiers game, I forgot that it was a tower defense game.
It looks dumb.
Is it really?
I forgot.
It really looks dumb.
I forgot Toy Soldiers.
Oh my god,
I'm gonna
play it now.
Yeah, well, I thought that would happen.
Don't do that.
But it's tower defense, and then you can also go into like a third person shooter mode where you just like run around as like Sylvester Stallone or German Sylvester Stallone.
But not as good.
Not quite. Not like it is first and foremost a third person shooter, and then it has tower defense
elements built into it.
Yeah, it is a tower defense game with this weird little grafted on. Like in Toy Soldiers, the first one, you remember you could like become the airplane or something, and then you'd fly around the map and bomb shit
That sounds like some
battle stuff.
But in this game, you can still do all that, but now you have these like superpower soldiers that can, you know, just fucking do dirt. Do some dirt. Fucking some.
So it's like Tanya from Black Ops.
Exactly like that. Exactly like Tanya from Red Factions. Like she is gonna go in there and fucking talk about her terrible failed comedy series and how she is actually not funny at all, and I hate her. And then she's just gonna kill everybody.
Yeah. Well, she is good at killing.
That's true.
She might not be funny, but she's good at killing.
Which one do you like more, Tanya or Sonya?
Sonya.
Sonya, isn't she the like allied, like?
No, Tanya was the Tanya was the allied girl, right?
Oh yeah. Well,
that was Jenny McCarthy,
pause
right?
For anniversary shot.
God dang it.
I thought that I thought that Tanya was the the American soldier that was Jenny McCarthy, and the Sonya girl was the one who was like the gladiator.
Oh, is she the Russian?
Yeah.
The
Romalenko.
Yeah, what's it?
The Great Malenko?
Great Malenko.
Oh, shit. Oh, God. And the show's reached a new low. It's dragon time, bitches!
Yeah. That was a little quick, because I'm sure coming off of that break. Like...
Yeah,
no, it's dragon time.
It's always dragon time.
Right? Dragon time is absinthe.
That's right.
Absinthe. I like how this looks completely different from how it tastes. I expect to have some sort of citrusy flavor in the mouth. No. Tastes like Pepto-Bismol.
Dude, I would drink Pepto-Bismol all day if it got me drunk.
Shoot it.
When I was a kid, I was always looking for excuses to drink Pepto. And my mom was like, no.
I got a tummy ache.
Yeah, no, you don't have a tummy ache. You just want to drink more Pepto. But when you drink more Pepto, you're going to become sick. That's what's going to happen. And I was like, no. And I got sick.
I wasn't really into Pepto-Bismol like you
guys. Dude, what's wrong with you?
Have you ever had Pepto?
It's good.
Yes, it's like
the upset stomach, indigestion, heartburn.
It's like a strawberry
diarrhea.
Milkshake, right? Like it's like gooey, thick
cherry. It's like drinking liquefied pink gack.
No, it's disgusting.
Yeah, exactly.
Why do you like that?
I don't.
Anymore. You said you did. I don't anymore.
I still do.
There's a time.
You want to do Pepto shots?
No. Oh God.
I still have to do my absinthe shot.
Don't shoot it.
You don't
hurt yourself.
It.
Just sip it.
No, you shoot absinthe.
No, you don't. No.
Yeah.
Did you even try some of this yet?
No, I was waiting until
no,
we're shooting.
No,
just sip
try it. Try it. And then
I've had it before.
Try it, and then ask me if you want to shoot this.
Yeah.
You could.
Crazy.
But
yeah.
I don't think you should.
Go for it.
It tastes good.
It's 55% alcohol.
It tastes really good.
Like half of that is alcohol, and the other half is something
no,
like
you
Pepto.
You did. It's 25%.
No.
Because you did 1-3, right?
But what? The amount of alcohol you're still drinking is 55%.
1-3, though, no, because in there,
but I'm
there's
you,
no way. There's no possible
you,
way
you
because
did, you,
even
you
if you have 100% alcohol,
it's 1
and you dilute
proof.
It with three times, then
it's
20%, 25%.
It's 110 proof, which means it's 55% alcohol by volume.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
That's per just
now,
that, not when
now,
you put three shots of water in
you
there.
You put 1-3 drink to water.
And how many did you put in there?
1-3.
So
one
third of
1 ounce
water.
Of absinthe and 3 ounces of water.
Exactly. Yeah. So there's no way that this is 55% alcohol.
It is.
The absinthe is by itself,
uh-huh.
But not with the water.
Right.
But you're
but
still
going
to be drinking all of it, and you're going to be
drinking
1 ounce of 55% alcohol.
Yeah.
Just because you dilute it doesn't change the amount
you're
of alcohol
still
drinking.
Yeah,
it's
like a shot.
Drinking an ounce of absinthe.
Drinking an ounce of 55
like,
proof gasoline.
No, it's the difference between a tall and a short drink. It's like
you're still drinking the same amount
same,
of booze. It's
exactly.
Just how much you want to cut it up with
right,
to
exactly.
Not taste
how
it.
How much Coke do you want with your Jack and Coke?
Exactly.
100% Coke.
It's 100% Coke.
Yep.
Straight from Columbus.
I hate my shit,
no,
man. Hate my shit cut with that Jack. or that Tylenol, whatever they use nowadays.
Tylenol.
Cut up the Tylenol.
Mm-hmm.
Chop up that Thai.
I think it's Bayer, actually. It's good for the heart.
Mm.
Yeah.
Healthy.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah, that's
as a 40-year-old
really...
individual who's still doing drugs, I prefer to snort Bayer. Because, you know, it's good for me. I don't want to be taking those kind of unnecessary risks.
That's really not that bad, but there's some sort of, like... There's a slightly thick consistency to that.
I suggest swirling it a little bit because it gets really sweet by the
I
end.
I suggest shooting it.
Just injecting
absolute light. You can shoot it if you want. Like, do it. But
snort it?
I have a feeling that will make you feel really bad.
No.
Oh, you mean just shoot? No.
When I was drinking it last night, it made me feel not like I was getting more. Like, if you're drinking like a hard alcohol, like you feel just kind of heavier and more. Nice, John. And like more. More drunk. This made me feel actually more awake and more.
It is like, very podcast or very bar like now.
Yeah, just got a beer nuts right here.
Yeah, perfect.
Let me get one of those.
Yeah, definitely. So either you play anything else besides what we talked about earlier?
No, I'm good.
I played see how long I can not sleep before I go crazy.
How'd that go for you?
Did you win?
It's still going terrible.
Have you beat that game yet?
No. You didn't sleep last night?
I had the most sleep that I've had in the last 6 days, which is like 6 hours.
I fell asleep last night.
So you're sleeping. What? So you're pussy. You're sleeping.
I am sleeping. But like, that's the most amount of sleep. Otherwise, it's just been like, you know, 3 or 4 hours at a time. Maybe.
I've been, last night I went to sleep at like 2 in the morning. I fell asleep playing video games. And I woke up at like 6 and I was on the chair. I was like, I should probably get up and go to bed. But I was like, I'm really comfortable. And I just fell back asleep on the chair again.
Nice.
What's the longest stretch of time you guys have done, like, just staying awake?
36 hours.
36 hours?
37 yep. hours.
40. I did it in college.
I did it in 37.
I decided to stay awake for an entire day, skip the 24-hour period, and then go to bed the next time at that hour.
48 hours before my body was just like, nope, you're done.
Was that for military stuff?
Nope, this is for Final Fantasy XI.
See, the problem with me playing video
That's
games
the problem.
Is I always fall asleep. If I feel tired while I'm playing video games, my body's just like,
yep.
You're playing the wrong games. You're doing it wrong.
They're fun.
You were playing the wrong games. Final Fantasy XI.
Especially if there's reading involved, like the a problem. Final Fantasy game. I'm
no,
definitely
see,
asleep.
There is no reading involved in Final
Especially
Fantasy
Especially if there's monotony involved. Where it's like press one button over and over.
I'm here to tell you, I'm astounded that I was able to do that. If I didn't have other people doing it with me, there's no way.
Did you have one game playing and like 5 people watching?
No, the way we had this set up when this 48-hour excursion started was there were 3 TVs in the same room with with 2 PlayStation 2s and a PC hooked up, and all 3 of us were just like going for broke.
Yeah, if you're in the same room as somebody else, yeah, totally. When I had my first weird coffee hangover.
Yeah, if you're playing on your own, the most I've ever done is like on my own 30 hours maybe, 30, 32 hours, I don't know.
When I was in 2007, when I first like had my own place, and I was staying there over the winter break for college, my friend Mike Keys and I were playing Resistance online multiplayer, and we brought PlayStations over his PlayStation 3, and he was playing in one room and I was playing in the other, and like that was when we first did the like let's not go to sleep and just play this forever. So I just kept drinking more and more pots of coffee of
the
French press.
Mark?
I drank the next cup of coffee and then I was like, okay, I finished the pot and it's like, oh god, like I felt hungover as soon as I had that last cup of coffee. Like I felt like my head hurt, my entire body ached, like I needed to sleep, but I wanted to throw up. But I was like,
it's like taking an entire box of no-dos.
Yeah, like I wasn't doing, it wasn't anything else, like I wasn't drinking or anything, it was just coffee I was drinking the entire night, and I had like 4 pots of coffee, and I hit this saturation point, I was like, any more caffeine is gonna make me wanna fucking die.
Well, so the thing that I've sort of noticed is like, it doesn't matter the amount of caffeine or no-dos or like energy drinks you take, like your body, after about 24 hours of being just solid awake, I've never been more completely ill feeling in my life than after 30 hours of nonstop being awake.
Well, like, the
everything just starts to really want to shut down.
The 36 hour thing for me is something I did when I was in college, where if I would be up really late and I was like, I wasn't doing speed. I wasn't doing anything. I was spending a lot of time.
That'll get you going.
I was like writing essays and studying for things, and I was like, I'm going to just stay awake for this time because I have to write and I have to work and I have to do this stuff and I have to study, and I would do that, and it would throw my entire cycle off, where it's like, okay, well, now it's, you know, 4 in the morning, and I'm going to sleep, and then I wake up at 8, and now I'm tired, and I have to take a nap at noon, and I would just have this weird, like, punctuated, like, 4 hours awake, 4 hours asleep, 4 hours awake, 4 hours asleep, like, this weird thing. So what I would do is, every couple months, I would force myself to stay up for 36 hours. I would wake up in the morning, stay up for 24 hours, and then go to bed at, like, 10 o'clock the next day.
Oh, my God.
And, the first two times I did that, I was like, this works perfectly. Like, I would force myself through it. I hit that mark, and I'm like, God, I'm so tired. I just want to go to bed.
And just crash.
And I would crash, and I would wake up, like, 12 hours later, and I felt so good. And then my cycle, like, my circadian rhythm would be back. I'd be doing fine. Everything was good. And then I would fall into that groove again. And by the third time I did it, it didn't do anything. The third time I did that, I couldn't go to sleep. I woke up, like, 4 hours later, and I was like, What's wrong with me? Oh my God!
Yeah, people have a natural cycle that happens, and yeah, you start screwing with the cycle.
I was like doing like a hard reset on it. Like, I'm gonna force myself into this and then do that, and it just didn't work the third time. So I was like, well, this can't be like this anymore.
Yeah, the most awful I have felt from depriving myself of sleep was when I decided to make that trip. Decided to make a 30-hour drive from Des Moines to Arizona. All in one trip, no stops, just all the way.
Uh-huh.
30 hours of me by myself in the car.
That's dangerous.
No, it was dangerous because by the time I reached New Mexico, I was blacking out in the car driving. Like, it was getting pretty terrible.
No.
Yeah, I've driven like 12 hours in a row before, and by the 12th hour, I'm like,
I was really surprised.
Like, I had other people in the car. I was like, we have to stop now because I am going to kill us.
Yeah, I was really surprised that I wasn't pulled over by some sort of trooper or something, because, like, at about the 24-hour mark, that's when my brain was just like, what are you doing? What is going on right now?
Do you really have to go down this stretch of highway?
You need to just stop.
And what you, like, should do is change lanes.
Yeah.
Right now with this truck by you.
Mm-hmm.
You should change the lanes.
Just veer
right,
right into it.
Don't signal. It's cool.
Just go. Just make it happen.
You could go right, but when you should go left.
My brain was really fucking with me when I drove to Florida, because I went for about 12 hours, and then it was getting daylight, and the sun was shining right in my eyes, and I was going through a forest.
Oh, God.
And I was just, like, starting to freak out. I was
just
like
tripping. You're like,
Like, after 12 hours of driving, seeing these, like, rays of light through the trees,
right.
I was,
like,
pretty fucked.
You basically have gone to, what is the place that all the gladiators go?
Valhalla?
No, it's not Valhalla. Griffin's this.
I don't know. Are you talking about Russell Crowe?
Yeah. Gosh. I don't know. American Beauty, even better.
American Gladiators.
American Gladiators. Yeah, all you see is the wolf.
Yeah.
Was raised by
what was the last event in American Gladiator called?
American Gladiator.
Like the big long.
The Eliminator.
Yes.
Is that it?
The Eliminator. Where it's like the, like,
12 go to the Eliminator.
Yeah.
Fucking wake up in the,
like,
Eliminator.
I just see, like,
fucking ice is waiting there for you.
Glacier.
I just gotta pass
Glacier
this.
Glacier Turbo at the end there.
I gotta run up this thing right here and just hit her
just
off of that thing.
Run up this downward, like, treadmill, and then grab onto the upside down bicycle.
Just do the
hand
bicycle hand thing. Yeah. Climb the fish net.
The zip line's the greatest thing ever.
Yep.
And then this rolling tube, I gotta run across this.
And then I gotta pick the door that I'm gonna go through, and that's.
And then run through the hallway.
Is it the wall door or is it the regular
pads.
Door?
That's great.
Because you don't know.
You don't know. Hopefully, Hollywood Hulk Hogan is there at the end to just say,
high five.
Congratulations, yeah. Brother. Yeah.
Yep. The, like, Vestigian Field or something like that.
Elysian Fields?
Elysian Fields?
Is it the
fields
of Elysia or something like that?
Sounds about right.
Sure. Something.
You know what? Write us.
Roman,
write us and tell us if we're wrong.
Most Roman
fields of Elysia?
It's the Elysian Fields.
Elysian Fields.
I thought you said Alicia.
I did.
Elysia Fields.
Fields of Elysia.
She's my favorite actress.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know, I really liked her. Like,
Elysia has some great fields.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
She should start a winery.
Vineyard. Anyway, you know what's going on right now, guys? Gamescom 2011.
Yeah, Gamescom is going on right now.
Is that a thing?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's like the E3 for Germany. That's really crappy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So
and
it's not funny at all. And
yeah,
in September, sometime or another.
So right
so
now,
it's just a bunch of
Where am I going with this?
Just a bunch of people playing Counter-Strike still. Yeah. Talking on vent about Dota.
They're coming out with a new map.
Hopefully soon Dota will be happening.
Well, it's happening right now, John. Funny you say that.
Is it going on right now?
Dota 2, the finals are happening right now.
Dota.
Boy, where to start?
Somebody wins $1 million if they win that.
You know what's better than that?
If they win that, someone doesn't just win that.
The winner wins $1 million.
Right.
But the thing about Dota is you play on teams of five, so then five people split $1 million.
I see.
But you know what? League of Legends, they're having a tournament where the winner wins $5 million.
What? Let's play it. Really?
Let's do it.
Mm-hmm. So that's still played? Five people, two, mm-hmm. I think. So each person
gets $1 million.
Huh.
We should do it.
Let's do it.
Dude, I don't even know.
Jen, let's do it.
I don't even know how to play League of Legends.
I don't know either. I've been watching the Dota 2 matches today.
Does it seem absurd?
No idea what's happening.
Dude,
that's why.
Absolutely no idea.
What kind of game is it?
It's sort of like
an RTS, but not.
Yeah,
really?
It's. So here's the history of Dota. Dota was a mod for Warcraft 3.
Yeah.
Somebody made a mod, and it was called Defense of the Ancients, and it was like an arena-style combat gladiatorial throwdown between two super-powered hero characters. And in order to buff up your hero characters, they would have streams of enemies crossing, like, attacking at towers on each side. And those towers were, like, your home bases. So you'd have streams of enemies constantly attacking them. But the enemies were also really dumb and really weak. So your hero would walk across and just start killing these streams of enemies and leveling up and leveling and leveling and leveling. So then you get more abilities, more powers, and then it's like, when does the showdown happen between the two heroes? The heroes would fight in the center of the arena, kill each other, and the winner would get a huge level boost and become overpowered and then just mop up everything. The rest of the map. So what that evolved into was multiple heroes with multiple abilities, more powerful AI that you need to like regulate better, and that it spawned into, like, that's what became Dota. It became more Defense of the Ancients became more prevalent and more fleshed out, and then all these different spin-outs like Demigod came out, League of Legends, Heroes of New Earth, those are big names and that sort of stuff, and they're what they've been termed now is MOBAs. MOBAs are multiplayer online battle arenas. What that stands for. So MOBA is the term for that. Much like a Gears type game is a third person cover based shooter. So MOBA is to
MOBA
as third person cover based shooter is to Gears of War. So that's the premise of this, and Valve, you know, picked up this right to the name of Dota 2. Which, without going into the weird details of it...
Yeah, because we could talk all day about how, like, Blizzard actually owns the rights
Blizzard picked it up?
No, Blizzard owns the rights to Warcraft 3, but Dota exists only because Warcraft 3 exists. But how Valve owns the rights to Dota is
because,
a mystery to me.
Well, the weird
and
thing
all
is...
The art assets are also the exact same fucking art assets.
The dude that made
Warcraft 3.
Dota... Like, is it goes one of the dudes that
was
involved
it was a mod
was Ice Frog.
By a group of people. Right.
And one of the guys' name was Ice Frog. He was picked up by Valve. And then he, with that, they picked up the Dota name. Like, they purchased Dota 2 as a name.
But how does that person that mods that have any rights to something that was independently made unless he had...
This is me shrugging.
Right, exactly. Unless he actually went out of his way to...
Like, code some weird thing
into the game. Get a copyright
for
his Defense of the Ancients title for this thing.
I don't even think it'd be a copyrightable thing. It'd be like, he'd have to make some contribution. And the exceptionally weird thing to it is, like, when they announced Dota 2 in Game Informer, it was, like, the exact same assets that were from Dota.
Right.
Like,
I've seen those assets. I've seen those, like, those art stills of just, like, yo, that's Warcraft.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all...
That's a dude riding a tiger.
Right, exactly. It's like, this is Warcraft stuff.
Maybe it's Valve paying them off.
But that's the thing. Like, so it's, yeah, there's right. no like, there's no scuttlebutt about this. Like, there's no ramblings of like, well, Valve had this contract. Like, there's nothing.
There's nothing.
There's like, no word anywhere about
Blizzard
it.
Or Activision are not making a fuss about the fact that this is happening.
Right, and Valve
and
is not
Valve
like
isn't paying out any royalties to them, and it's just like, so is it just this? It's become so roundabout that they're just like whatever.
So either it goes one of two ways, whereas like. Valve or Blizzard Activision is like, well, we can't actually make a claim against this, so let's just drop it. Or Valve is saying like, we've actually slipped them enough money under the table that they're not going to make a big deal of it.
Could be.
Both huge superpowers, they could probably do it.
Right.
But yeah, it's like, how many more golden plated toilets do you want in your establishment?
Well, but so the thing is like, I wonder if like maybe Blizzard Activision
the CEOs
is just waiting
probably
until
have lunch together.
Well, I'm just wondering, like,
how... You buy my lunch this week, okay?
All right, yeah, cool.
You got it. You want Dota? Yeah, whatever. It's garbage. Cool.
You just buy me that big old burrito, I'll be good.
Yeah.
You want Chipotle?
Yeah, you want some Chipotle? You just buy me some Chipotle.
Yes. You want Chipotle? You got whatever IP you want.
But so...
Do you want World of Warcraft?
I wonder if it's... Do you think maybe Blizzard Activision is just sort of sitting back and seeing how well the Dota 2 actually does, and then they'll make a claim for it?
Mm-mm.
No.
It's already been pretty well.
Is it too late in the game? Like, do they just throw that out of court
and
be like, mm, no?
I don't know, actually. That's a really interesting point you bring up. Like, I don't think that would be...
Oh, it's making shit tons of money. Now we want a cut of that.
Yeah, that could totally be, like, Bobby Kotick style. To be like, we'll just let this pan out, and then once it...
If it tanks, I don't want any of that money. But if it does really well, well, now you're making money off of my assets. So I want a cut of that. 15%.
So Valve is putting out a game with the exact same like characters and whatnot.
It's
and,
but it's not like so in this
is,
next
it
rendition.
It's like if I released a hamburger
is,
chain
this
called,
is what I, what,
called
this is,
Mickey D's.
This is
but
what
not
I
actually,
explained it to as
like,
John Webster. As I said, if I want to make a video game called Medal of Duty,
yeah,
and I take the Medal of Honor franchise and the Call of Duty multiplayers. And I combine all the characters into this multiplayer, so it's like sometimes I'm shooting Soap McTavish, or Soap and McTavish, and
it's a guy that looks almost exactly like
I'm
Soap
shooting
McTavish,
like
but
generic Nazi
him.
Men.
Yeah,
and then it's like, well, I made this, so it's mine, right?
Right, and then like, there's a mode in there that's zombie mode, but all the zombies wear fez hats.
Right,
like,
is it mine?
Is it really yours, or are you just like you know, just sort of like. Taking ideas from other people and just
right. It'd be like if somebody like created a microwave and then they put a timer on a microwave and they're like, "Look, I made the microwave."
Yeah, exactly. It's like I'm taking what you already had constructed and
that took millions of hours.
Right. I'm just extrapolating on what you've already done.
But I think in this case, it's so fuzzy that you can't even deal with it.
I don't know either. But I also feel like Blizzard Activision. Is so invested in World of Warcraft that what do they really care about World like Warcraft?
They're concerned 3? About the new Pandaren expansion.
Exactly, which I have heard so much about. And
is it gonna be sweet?
Panda bears.
Panda bears.
Eastern influence panda bears.
Yes. So Kung
Skadoosh.
Fu Panda. Skadoosh.
Is Jack Black gonna be voicing them?
There will be just every voice is Jack Black, and every attack is called Skadoosh.
Every panda is Kung Fu.
Skadoosh 1, Skadoosh 2, Skadoosh 3, Skadoosh 4.
Skadoosh you can't even differentiate it. It's just one attack, Skadoosh.
Yep. Oh.
What I would hope is that it goes the mercenary route, where it's like every Horde and Alliance can both roll a Pandaren character, and then now you just have millions of pandas flooding the plains.
I like the idea of pandas just being like this neutral to Horde or Alliance, and they're just like the third party.
Well, I think it'd be cool if you were neutral. Like, Here's my gameplay thing: is you start out and you do your Pandaren, you know, expansion bullshit, and then you once you do that stuff, you then choose at the end of it, like, well, I will align myself with the Alliance.
Right.
But now you have this ability at any time, you can switch alliances.
What?
Yeah.
You can be a turncoat.
Dude, wouldn't that be awesome?
Kind of sweet.
It would be really crazy.
You'd be like a sky or a spy for the other team.
A sky?
You'd be a sky.
I'm just trying to go to the sky with those panda bears. So other stuff that's happening with Gamescom, besides this $1 million Dota 2 tournament for the first time it's been shown, and like I said before, I have no idea what's happening. I'm watching it, and it's like...
Is it? Or are you watching it live?
Yeah. No idea. Like, I can watch Marvel vs. Capcom 3 tournaments, and that shit's crazy.
Break it down a little
bit. I can at least understand, like, okay, this dude is doing a bunch of, like, pop-ups and a bunch of combos and all that stuff. I get it. This is, like, what are they even talking about? Like, why are they talking about squishy the entire time?
Well, dude, I hear some people talk about, like, StarCraft. How many?
What are you in the middle lane? You in the bottom lane? Top lane? High lane?
Right.
You feeding? What lane are you feeding off?
Right.
You want to guard the base? You want to fortify your defenses?
I only know, like tertiary.
I know what that means.
Like, I only know.
But you don't.
I only know tertiary words like what and the. Like, I understand those words.
Asshole.
Right, exactly. Like, I don't understand.
Actually, you don't know what asshole means in
Right. Well, it could be something different. But it's like, when I form these words into a sentence, it's like, that's the point where I'm just like, oh, God, I really don't know what goes on in, like, StarCraft, Dota, Warcraft. Like,
StarCraft has Dota?
No.
But that's what I want. Like this is the things that I heard people talking about Dota, where it's like, all these freaking MOBA Dota clones have the same goddamn art style. Is the exact same art style, where it's like, your game has this mildly fantasy steampunk setting.
So is that the issue, where they don't think, like, the art style is enough to cause a, like, the art style isn't enough to cause, like,
copyright infringement? No. I'm just saying more like, if you go look at Heroes of New Earth,
okay,
and you look at Dota and Dota 2 and League of Legends, you'll notice this reoccurring trend where every character in the game is this like mildly Tolkien fantasy creature, which is like a giant orc riding a wolf, or a steam-powered robot with a little girl on it, or, like, an air elemental that has wispy clouds around it. Like, it's all the same thing in every single goddamn game. And
so
I totally agree. Like,
point,
I want something different. I want somebody to just go make StarCraft 2 into Dota.
So at some point you're saying about...
Like, I want Jimmy's
the game
all over the place.
Yes.
I want Jimmy versus Jimmy.
Space Marines.
I want Jimmy versus Jimmy.
Warhammer 40K.
I don't know if Jimmy would fight himself.
This is Jimmy.
It's just called 4K.
It's called 40x40K.
Nice. Awesome.
Speaking of...
I'd totally play that.
40 cross games. There was a new trailer from Gamescom, from Capcom, about Street Fighter Cross Tekken.
What are the new characters announced? I think, didn't they release a somewhat full roster?
I don't know about a full roster, but the characters they announced were Kuma, the bear from Tekken.
Oh,
Akuma?
No, Kuma. Kuma. Oh. Akuma's already in.
Akuma, the bear.
I don't know if Akuma's in there. Akuma's in, but Kuma,
the bear. Well, if you're
going
to put Kuma in there, you might as well put Akuma. Just fuck with people.
Kuma
versus Akuma.
Yes. What did people figure out for, like, the weird cross-up matches that means something filthy?
Oh, no, I don't know.
There's something, if you put it across the screen, it was, like, really weird shit.
What?
It was in a versus game.
Did you ever see that screenshot that Kotaku put up, like, a year ago? Where, like, somebody did an art asset for... Street Fighter that was like Lady Gaga versus Jury.
Huh.
It was really, really
well,
good.
Still no Jury in this game. But Ibuki's going to be in it.
She's going to be DLC.
Yeah, and what they showed with it, they released this new video about how the game actually plays, and it's all just counter cross, or there's no focus.
DOA.
No, there's no focus, there's no counters, there's no like weird parry system. The entire game is just, it's just pop up.
Marvel versus Capcom.
It is Marvel versus Capcom, where you pop a dude up, or you do a combo, and the combo ends, and you switching out a character.
And
so your combo is like light, heavy, or light, medium, heavy, light, and then your last medium or your last light is you tag in your next dude, and then you go through that string, and they do, and you've got like your super moves, which you can do a super move, or you can do like a tag super move, or you can do like a fury move, which both characters come in and attack at the same time.
So you're telling me I don't want to play this game?
I'm telling you that I'm terrified of this.
Yeah, this sounds like some more Marvel vs. Capcom that I don't want to play.
Yeah, like way, way too much stuff happening.
Yeah, that sounds scary.
Sounds like all fighting games.
No.
To a non-fighting game player.
Fair enough. How's that celery, Griff? How's that celery in a straw?
Celery and stick.
Celery and
stick.
Got
the stick.
Dude, we should...
Celery in a stick.
We should fry that and sell it.
God. No need
the
plastic.
I'm gonna make celery on a stick at the state fair and be like, "Dude, do you want your healthy alternative?
What if we did this?
Yeah, man.
It's celery on a stick, like you can eat it for it's your living calories.
Yeah. Dude, what if we did this? Okay. We took butter on a stick and fried it. After it was fried, we dipped it in more butter and we put it in more dip and then fried it again. Then we did it like four times.
Oh, God. Because that seems like the goal for this Iowa State Fair right now. It's just like, how many calories can I put on a stick? 5,000? 6,000?
Well, I'm pretty sure that vanilla bean milkshake probably had it.
Oh, God.
At least 2,000.
2,000.
I don't even care how many calories are in that thing.
This is the best tasting.
Yes. Worth it.
I will eat drink one every day for the rest of my life, even if that is a short life.
Worth it. Exactly. I'll be dead. I'll be dead in a month, but it'll be worth it.
Well, what do you think about fried butter, butter fried, butter fried?
You guys missed out on the fact that yesterday I brought in a giant bucket of cookies for everybody.
You said you had fair cookies, but I couldn't leave the bar.
I did have fair cookies.
You brought a cookie bucket?
I brought a cookie bucket to Cheesecake Factory. Jen, did you get any of those?
I ate one.
They were all gone in an hour. I had a cookie out of the, like, 50 cookies that were in this bucket.
What kind of person working yesterday?
Nate Carman?
Nate Carman.
Hi, Nate Carman, if you're listening. Why'd you eat all the cookies?
Oh, well, that's the first question I asked as soon as I stopped into work. I was like, is Nate Carman working? Because all these cookies would be gone quickly. And they were.
Who were you talking about?
No comment.
No comment. Edited.
Redacted. Anyway, let's talk about video games. Also, Gamescom, there's a lot of stuff happening, such as a PlayStation 3 price drop.
Yep.
$249.
What was it before, 300?
It was $299.
Wait, what?
You get 160 gigabyte hard drive for your PlayStation 3? For your PlayStation 3, $249.
What?
Right, yep. You should be buying one.
I should probably
now.
Get one now. It's only $240.
$250, and actually that means you can probably get a pre-owned one for much cheaper.
Do you know how much you can buy a Kinect for used at Gamers? $80.
$80.
I was thinking about doing it. Yeah, yes, I was thinking about doing it.
When it's half off, at this point you're losing money,
right? By not owning this and dancing in front of it.
I don't even have to bring my Kinect over anymore. Yeah. It just needs to just happen.
I want the Kinect.
It's almost better for you to just give him $80 because you won't go through the trouble.
Just give me $80 and I'll give you my Kinect. How about that?
My birthday's coming up.
Eye candy. No, that's not what I meant to say. Eye cancer is what I meant to say.
Eye cancer. Have they proved that yet?
No. But
you're good.
But I can only imagine getting infrared lasers into my eyes every time I turn on my Xbox.
But $250 for the PlayStation 3,
that's reasonable, right?
That's, yeah.
Especially for a 260 gig console.
260?
Fuck right, yeah.
I'll probably
end up... You're losing money not owning this PlayStation. Plus, you'll have a Blu-ray player.
I should have one for Billy.
If I have Netflix for my Xbox, can I also have that on my PlayStation with one charge?
You're allowed to have five different devices.
You can also have them all going simultaneously.
Yes, you can.
Wow!
It will cut down on your bandwidth like crazy.
So you don't get that HD anymore?
No, you'll still get it. It will just stream very slow. It will buffer every 5 seconds.
So I finished watching Firefly.
Oh, did you? How was Firefly?
And Serenity.
Oh, and Serenity
is really good. I love that movie.
It was really good.
Did you have the same laugh out loud moment where they were at a bar playing pool and it was exactly like pool is played today, only
except
it
has laser
sounds?
Yeah.
Yes. I was just like, oh my god, I want to play that pool.
Wouldn't you want to play pool more if they made laser,
made laser noises? Hells yes.
So other announcements. Nintendo says Skyward Sword will be coming out on November 20th.
Holiday? Because that's the
November
time.
November 20th, Ryan, you want to glance over that and see what the computer says? I think it's the 20th, right?
That's when Nintendo leases everything. Holiday.
Holiday, but now
November 20th.
They've confirmed their holiday announcement to be November 20th. So, good news there. The other Nintendo announcement is they're releasing other greatest hits games. I don't know what they call it, like Nintendo All-Stars games to be in the bunch. Like, it's Punch-Out, Super Mario Galaxy, and two more, but I forget what they are.
You know what I'm still waiting for?
I'm probably going to have to get a PlayStation 3. I'm still excited about that.
You should. You know what I'm still waiting for? is I'm waiting for 3DS to launch Virtual Boy games.
Can't do it.
You can do it, though. Even better than the Virtual Boy did it.
Vic Tosai says you can't do it, John.
Why?
Why?
Why can't you do that?
Because you can't
do it. What is preventing them from doing it?
There's not enough eye cancer in 3DS to properly
emulate. I feel like there is plenty of eye cancer.
The Virtual Boy.
If it's not eye cancer, it's just lazy eye syndrome is what it is. It's like, oh my god, my eyes are crossing.
What's the other thing that's coming out of Gamescom? So you got the release. So here's the other thing. Is right now, since we're just hitting the beginning of Gamescom, there's a bunch of weird rumors coming out. Possibly an Xbox 360 price drop.
Mm. Oh, there's the whole thing about Xbox going to all matte finishes. It's dumb news, but it's... Xbox is...
Major
Xbox
Nelson has confirmed that it's not going to be a glossy finish anymore.
They're not going to do the glossy finish Xboxes anymore. It's all going to be matte finish.
Yeah.
So no more streaky smudge. All matte finish for Xbox.
I feel so pretty good about that.
If you didn't want to buy a new Xbox 360 because of all the glossy, like me, then...
I want to buy a new Xbox 360 for the glossy.
Yeah, I've got the glossy.
I want a glossy.
That's crazy talk. Because now I have a slim PS3 that's all matte finish now, and my Xbox is sitting there with the white matte finish, which I don't like. And so why not just go buy
it? I would pay for a glossy white finish.
Why do you not have options for this?
Hell yeah.
I will just lacquer up my 360.
And you remember when the Nintendo was out and it was gray? And
yes, I do.
And it had a black bottom?
I do.
I'm in the back.
Do you guys also... This is not really news. This is just something I read on Game Informer that was hysterical to me. You guys are familiar with a show called...
Ninja Warrior?
Garage Wars?
Nope.
No, on A&E.
I had Wars in my garage, but I've never seen the show.
So it is a show where people bid on they bid on the things inside of storage wars.
Okay.
They bid on what could potentially be in a storage unit.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've seen that.
Well, so a guy,
you get a lot of money doing that.
A guy, exactly, and they make their living reselling all the things inside of this thing. Well, so this guy, purchases one, and inside he finds the very first Nintendo DS manufactured.
Really?
The very first one.
Like serial number 00001?
001. The very, very first Nintendo DS manufactured. And he believes that he can make over $13,000 on this one based solely on the idea that there was an eBay sale that happened for an NES that was the first NES sold in America. And... it sold for over $13,000 on eBay. However, after researching it, Game Informer discovered the only reason that it actually sold that much is because of one of the games that was an original print of the track and field.
Track and field came with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
So, he is...
So it was like a 4,000...
He's accurate, but mistaken in price value.
I forget what the number was, but it's something like a $4,000 to $10,000 game that... Maybe
right,
$4,000.
Something like
$4,000 or $5,000. Yeah, $4,500.
The original gold case, like track and field.
It was a Namco game or something like that, or a Tecmo game before.
I've seen the casing for this thing.
And then Nintendo, when they released their Power Pad and everything, they're like, "Oh my god, we need this!" And they purchased that company and they bought the rights to that game and they canceled all production to that track and field game. And they released their own.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can find one of those pre-production, Namco, non-Nintendo track and field games...
Didn't it have like a little switch built into the cartridge for something? I seem to remember this being a thing.
I don't know if there was or there wasn't, but if you can find that, it's like one of 300.
Yeah,
there
are 300.
There's a very minute amount.
Not many.
Yeah.
And so how did the guy with the first Nintendo get that?
Well, I mean,
had it in a bundle.
If you had the first Nintendo, you probably were sitting around at the time that this thing got released, and so at the time you probably dropped $200 and made a 20-year investment that compounded itself.
Sure,
paid really well. $20,000.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Somebody asked me for $1,000 for my poster that is one of a 2,000 copy or 200 copies of it. I don't know if I'd give that up.
Maybe. Depends on where I'm at.
What's your life situation
exactly
at the time?
Do I need that money, like, right now?
$1,000.
Swing it.
What about my stuff that's only one of a kind?
Like the stuff you picked out of the garbage?
Yeah.
Not worth much.
But there's only one of them.
So, any other news?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. That's about it for Gamescom. Like, there's a bunch of weird rumors coming out, but that's just because Gamescom has not officially started yet. So once the day goes on and the 21st is over, we'll have all sorts of official information. I mean, like, there's a bunch of trailers out right now, for such as Lollipop Chainsaw's trailer, Suda51's new video game where it's a cheerleader who kills zombies, and she is, like...
Onichimbara.
It's very Onichimbara, and she has a chainsaw and kills zombies, and that's about it, and it's being published by Warner Brothers.
What?
Warner Brothers!
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Cool.
Warner Brothers!
So the three things I have on here... Griff, which one do you want, importance or stupidity first?
Stupidity.
Stupidity. Nintendo is aiming to patent the phrase massively single playing online game.
What?
This is where Nintendo's money goes. Patenting.
It's on like Donkey Kong, John.
Patenting.
It's on like Donkey Kong.
Now we own that phrase. We own Nintendo like $2.
About 25 cents.
Something like
27
that.
27 cents.
It's fucking ridiculous. So now they are aiming to patent massively single-playing online game as a term, because they
think... What the hell does that mean?
It means...
Is that
yo,
Facebook?
No, it's Animal Crossing. Yo, did you really like Animal Crossing? That's what that is. That's
they're
why...
patent Animal Crossing.
Nintendo says that the concept is a way to offer players the interesting worlds that are often found in online communities without many of their drawbacks. And it's just like... Stop it. Like, just fucking make games and make them good. Stop trying to spend your money on patenting things that don't need to be patented. It's ridiculous. Like,
I'm gonna patent the way
Does anybody have a patent on MMO? Like, massively on less multiplayer online games?
Probably.
Or MMORPG? Like, I don't know why this needs to be a thing.
How do you have a patent on a word, though?
How do you do that?
It's a word. You can't.
Paris Hilton has a patent on.
That's hot.
That's hot. She has a patent on that's hot.
So we just.
I do not understand how you get paid out for something like that, because I think.
I want to patent a word.
I think we need to patent Dragon Time.
Whoa.
I think this needs to happen.
Right. You need to patent. I'll whip your gorilla.
Oh, or yeah, yeah. I could patent. I'll whip
BossBarrel.com now patenting Dragon Time. Also.
Dragon Time or It's Dragon Time?
It's either or.
Both. And also we need
all
right,
to patent. You guys get on that.
We need to patent.
I'm done investing
who,
in this.
Who to boss, and we need to be specific about the way that it is said.
And,
who's the boss, because
we
like,
can't afford that.
Right,
yeah.
We can't afford that. That's costly.
That's already been done.
Yeah.
Who the boss, as if it was all one word.
Who the boss.
So that's weird about the whole single, what is a, who
massively
made dot,
multiplayer, single player?
Who made dot hack? Single?
Yeah, that's also a good... Well, I lost control of Namco Bandai.
Wasn't that a game with, like, eight Namco. Different iterations
no,
of it?
Okay,
yeah.
So here's my problem.
Yeah.
Here's
but you can get them all and they have the cow on the front.
Oh, my God. Here's my problem with Dot Hack.
No,
so,
you don't need to explain.
I don't
need Everybody
to
knows
Does
why
every,
it's garbage.
Do you know why?
Yes, it's garbage.
I sure do. Because
so it's a show about a game... And then when I play the game about the show, about the game, that's multiplayer,
not
but not multiplower. I like, oh God.
Multiplower.
I love multiplower.
That's right.
So.
Boss Barrel is also going to be owning multiplower.
Yeah. Multiplower. That's great.
Hey, what are you doing tonight?
So.
Get multiplowed?
Some
also,
MP.
So.
MPH.
But just dangle her in front of a string.
But,
MPH, but don't just say it.
Also, Valve rumors, well, sort of rumors, sort of confirms Counter-Strike.
Yeah, I heard that too.
New Counter-Strike for PC and console.
No.
Nothing confirmed, though?
Yeah, like, somebody
but
heard something about something.
There's a thing that just says,
why wouldn't you make a game that's been
okay,
sold
thousands
and
thousands of this is the image that exists with it. It's just CSGO with a dude holding a gun.
Oh, that's the Counter-Strike racing.
Because if Steam didn't already exist, then what I would expect it would be an in-browser based Counter-Strike, like Unreal Tournament,
Counter-Strike,
yeah, more or less like how you can play Battlefield Heroes just in your browser, or you can play Unreal Tournament just in your browser. Like, you don't have to have any system settings, as long as you can run an internet window, you can run this game. But I don't think that's really how Valve operates, so I can't see them going through this really like...
That's actually going to be on the PSP Go only.
Yeah. Bring it back.
Apparently,
bring it back.
Apparently, it will be available at PAX.
PAX.
Only at PAX. With every purchase of your Vans belt buckle, you get one copy of Counter-Strike.
Apparently, there will be a demo at the Penny Arcade Expo.
Yeah. Looking forward to that. Maybe it's Half-Life 3.
God, I can only hope it's Half-Life 3, actually, and they're just putting this up as a front. The only other thing is the Infamous 2 Festival of Blood.
Yeah. I watched that video.
Comes out in October,
and I just thought about making a fart noise after I saw it.
Yeah, I don't know why this needs to be a thing.
I'm not shooting this.
Why not?
Because it's nice to sip.
It's very delicious to shoot.
Also, it's just so weird. Cole's... This doesn't make sense for the aesthetic that is Infamous. Like, where did vampires fit into this?
Exactly.
Like, I don't... Like, it's not like one of those things of, like, well, Red Dead Redemption had zombies and that... Well, it makes sense in a, like, corny kind of way.
Like, if you turn it into, like, a B-movie, but if you turn... Right. If you turn a B-movie already into a B-movie, then it's like, well,
no,
that's
weird.
It's just
an F-movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an F movie.
F movie.
Starring MPH.
Everything good is MPH.
Multiplower in...
Starring JTT.
Multiplower.
Multiplower in F movie. My big fat F movie. Well, guys, is there any other news to talk about this week? Unfortunately, not today, since Gamescom is just starting, so... The news is going to be pouring out, but you should check our site regularly for video updates. Like, there's some cool crap I've got on there right now, and unfortunately a lot of it is not available to mainstream. But I will have it up there as soon as possible.
I totally forgot about something to talk about, something video game related that I've been super excited
about. Is it about being having fucking Mr. Freeze in Batman Arkham City?
No, but that is also sort of exciting.
Yeah?
Is there an image of what?
I have a video up for it.
Oh, damn it.
Mr. Freeze?
I know.
Is it voiced by Arnold?
No.
Does
he sound
great? Popsicles.
Just watch the video because you're like, this is the Mr. Freeze that I wanted.
Okay, good.
No, Arnold was the Mr. Freeze.
No, that is not. That is incorrect.
You're right.
No, it's not.
You're absolutely right. But then when you watch the video, you're like, ah, this is the Mr. Freeze that I really wanted.
Does he have a
dome? That I wanted.
Does he have a dome on his head?
Yep.
Thank you. God damn it. Thank you.
He is the Batman
animated series
Mr. Freeze.
Great.
Who's like very poetic and interesting.
Great.
And kind of a character.
Does he wear red glasses?
Close enough.
Okay.
They move colors.
Does he have a freeze gun?
Yep.
Yeah, well.
Possibly more.
How does Batman beat that? It's not beatable. Freeze guns?
Dude,
no,
he's been
not
doing
beatable.
Heat gun.
Batman had been doing this for years.
No.
So the thing that I didn't talk about that I sort of talked to you, Griff, about earlier in the week is that I have caught myself up on all the Mortal Kombat Legacy videos.
Because I watched one of those videos, too.
Are they good?
No.
You don't think
so? It's garbage.
I think it's pretty good. I think it's pretty all right.
What are Mortal Kombat Legacy videos?
Okay, so do you remember like a year ago when there was
maybe
that
I just
caught
a bad one, though. I'm sorry. Maybe I just watched... I watched one, and
which
I didn't
one
like
did you
it.
Watch?
I watched the Sektor versus Syrax video.
Okay, that one is terrible.
Okay.
That's the last one. That's the ninth one, and that's terrible.
It's bad.
Because the CGI gets really bad in that one. You need to watch, like...
No, the CGI was good. I really liked the CGI. I did not like the action. I was like, this is really hokey American-ass fucking fight scenes.
On YouTube?
You need to watch the Johnny Cage one.
I should watch the Johnny Cage
the
one.
Johnny
From
Cage
what you've
one,
told me, I want to watch that
The Johnny one. Cage one, I was rolling. I was like, this is exactly who Johnny Cage is. Like, it's really awesome. Like, Johnny Cage is a washed-up teen heartthrob, like kung fu... kid turned to acting, and he was totally the coolest Power Ranger ever. Like, in the... Okay, so a year ago, there was a viral video released on YouTube of this guy that just had some money and made a short film about, this is what Mortal Kombat would be if I thought, like...
Who was it? Do you remember?
I do not remember.
It wasn't James Gunn, was it?
I don't think so.
Was it Ray Gunn?
Wasn't James Gunn?
Anyone know Ray Gunn?
It could be.
T-shirts?
What?
T-shirts?
No.
Oh, Ray Gunn.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know Ray
the Gunn. Fishmonger.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
Okay, so...
He's out back by the dumpster.
So, yeah. But so, I read a little article that they're planning to release all of it on Blu-ray as soon as they get all of them finished.
So this is just some guy that made up something and now he's going to get paid for it?
It got really big and really popular and was like, oh my God, are they actually going to make like this crazy, like super hyper-realistic, like gritty
Mortal Kombat movie? It got really big and really popular amongst a very limited subset of people.
Right. And so they, like, he got a contract to make like a mini-series, but only online. Mm-hmm. And Machinima has all the videos out there if you want to go to machinima.com and see them.
Do you have to pay for it? Or
no, it's free
to watch.
It's free to watch all of them. There's 9 of them right now. I'm sure it'll end with like 15 of them. You need to watch the Johnny Cage one and the Raiden one. Those are the good ones.
Okay.
How long are they?
10 to 15 minutes at tops.
Yeah. It's a short video, but
yeah, I spent like all of like an hour.
So it has nothing to do with the actual game.
No, it has everything to do with the backstory of the game.
Yeah, exactly.
Like if for some reason you're a crazy person
watch
and you
reading
like
those pages of
the characters,
Mortal Kombat
characters. If you're like me and you're gonna sit on Wikipedia for hours and read about where vibranium comes from, and that's what you like, then you might like watching Mortal Kombat Legacy, where you get to see like. Well, how were Sector and Cyrax made in this universe? Mm-hmm. Like,
is there a Sub-Zero and Scorpion one?
Yep.
There's a Hydro.
And
is there a Baraka and Jax one?
There is not at the same time, but there's like allusions towards what happens with Jax and what happens with Baraka looks acceptable.
Okay.
It's kind of weird.
Oh yeah, that's right. He was the dude that like was the plastic surgeon. That
they completely changed that.
No, that's not. The
they completely
anymore.
Augment his like.
So he, Johnny Cage isn't dead.
No.
Okay.
What about zombie Liu Kang? Is he in there?
No. Liu Kang does not show up in the series yet.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, he'll probably be the last one.
No.
I hate Liu Kang.
What about Kung Lao?
No Kung Lao.
So this guy doesn't like those characters. Which no, I didn't actually like those characters.
I like Kung Lao.
Only because he had a hat that was like
exactly.
Really fucking sharp.
Only because he sucked
he had
less
really,
than
really, really sharp hat.
Yeah, a sharp That's looking it. Hat.
Yeah.
So how can you fold together with a sharp looking hat?
Yeah.
Let's see. Melina, Kitana, Shao Kahn, Sindel.
What about Reptile?
No Reptile.
What about Freddy Krueger?
No Freddy Krueger.
Yeah, because he's the character in Mortal Kombat.
Does
he have a backstory?
Purple Rain.
Dude, where did this Freddy Krueger guy come from?
Freddy Krueger.
They just made him up. Where did he come from?
Freddy Krueger.
Scorpion, which has a really cool
backstory.
Yeah,
you told me his was really good.
Sub-Zero also has a really cool backstory, but not really.
Kano?
I like his...
Kano would have
Kano,
a cool backstory.
Kano does have sort of a cool backstory.
Kano was in the ninth video, right? That was the dude with the Australian accent.
Yeah, so the ninth video takes place before the second video. It has like
I'm done already as soon as you're saying that.
It has a weird time wraparound.
I don't need to hear that anymore. I don't know. No.
You don't need to
Should
know.
Should we be
I
talking about this
I don't
actually?
Want some lost timeline bullshit in my fucking internet videos.
Well, it's just like when you watch the second one, you realize that the second one.
Do you know
that
Firefly was really good?
It was really good.
And I can totally understand why people want Nathan Fillion to do
absolutely. Yeah, you can see it now, right?
Absolutely.
But see, the problem that people don't acknowledge now is, like, you want the Nathan Fillion of Firefly. You don't want the Nathan Fillion
of Nathan
Doctor,
Fillion.
Castle. Yes. You don't want the hammer.
I don't want the hammer, and I don't want... Well, I could also handle the hammer.
Really? Could you handle the hammer? The hammer's a little big to be...
No, but that's
Nathan
the
Drake.
Thing, is, like, the actor that does that. But the
right,
castle,
you want the
care.
Persona. I just want a slimmer build.
Oh, you're just saying about, like, aesthetically?
CGI him like you did in Captain America.
Well, I don't give a shit about that. Like, I'm just saying, like, this dude does a really good job in Firefly of, like, being Nathan Drake.
Yeah, he's Nathan Drake.
So I'm sold.
He's hard when he needs to be hard, and he's a just
Who
downright...
Who is this character?
Did you watch Firefly?
No.
You should watch Firefly.
You should watch Firefly.
No, you should.
Is it a show?
You should watch Firefly.
You won't like it.
It's like 12 fucking episodes. Just watch some fucking Firefly.
Why won't I like it?
You
I
won't
like
it.
Things.
No, you'll like
nah,
it.
Nah, you won't like
it's
it.
It's like space cowboy sci-fi shit.
Yeah.
And they're...
It's very character-driven, lots of problems.
Dude,
who
the girl...
I don't like that?
Griff,
you won't
Griff,
like
side
it.
With me on this. The girl that plays the mechanic, the most adorable person
She's
on television
absolutely adorable.
Ever. I want to marry her.
Jewel straight.
Like,
state.
Like...
Adorable.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. The most attractively adorable person on television. I don't think
she's terribly attractive, but she's adorable.
She's adorable.
Like, if I had her as a kid's sister, I would bring the shotgun out every time somebody rang the doorbell.
Dude, she's adorable.
Like, no, sorry, we're busy cleaning our weapons.
I love that. I love that person. She's amazing.
She is very adorable. Like, she has a very interesting... Well, so that was the thing. Like, I finished the series and I watched Serenity, and it's like, you watch the production values, just like,
Skyrockets. Yeah. It's like, oh my god.
Firefly before Serenity?
Firefly is a television series that was canceled mid-season by Joss Whedon.
Yep.
Starring a fairly famous bunch of actors now. But it was from 2002, I believe. And then they made Serenity the movie, which is a follow-up to that. Like, kind of concluding the whole story and giving some recompense to the fans. And that was in, like, 2005, I believe. Like, a couple of years after.
I actually
have
that movie.
Serenity, yeah, really good. So you've got, like, you've got Summer Glau.
I have it.
And you've got Alan Tudyk and...
Alan Tudyk, is he the guy from Transformer?
Yeah, he was Dutch. He was the pirate, Dutch. Steve the Pirate. In Dodgeball.
He was the guy in Arrested Development that was the priest that Michael was hitting on Michael's wife was hitting on him.
What?
We had this discussion like 3 weeks ago.
Michael's wife?
So not Michael's wife. Arrested Development. Michael, okay, so George Michael's girlfriend.
Oh, yes.
The dad of George Michael's girlfriend.
No, George Michael, not Michael.
But Michael...
Was there.
Was there, and...
This was the super religious book burning.
The mother starts coming on to Michael, wanting to have his babies or something crazy like that.
Right. Yes, Alan Tudyk, I like, and that was the biggest bummer about Serenity when I watched it the other night, and I watched it, and I was like, oh, I've seen this before, and I forgot that Alan Tudyk was met an unfortunate end, and I watched it, and I was like, oh, man, that's such bullshit.
And then you watch Transformers, and you get all upset, too.
Not really.
Because he's, like, the best
part of
the
whole thing. Upset for other reasons.
Dude, the first Transformers.
I actually like Alan Tudyk, but you can't, he's like...
He's good.
He's like a less attractive Ryan Reynolds.
Right.
Like, he's got that same delivery where he's just goofy and quirky and funny and kind of handsome, but not really.
He's kind of like a ginger, but...
Kind of. Like, your friend that was really fat when he was younger, and then he got, like, kind of less fat when he was older, and you're like, he's still just as funny, but, like... Yeah. Still got that pool, man.
Yeah.
We got to wrap it up, guys.
All right, let's wrap it up.
All right. Ryan's taking this off the air.
Oh, this was episode 50. Did you guys like it?
That's right.
I had a great 50.
Okay. Yeah?
I'll be back for 51, I think.
I don't know. I'll let you know.
Oh, yeah. Right. See if I show up for this show again.
Just take a week off. Skip right to 52.
Yeah, we're here for 52
again. The lost episode.
Awesome.
Who wants to
Dude, they there? Never released 51. I'm telling you, they didn't even record it. It was just a joke.
No, it's out there. I swear, you can really find it if you want. Like, you can just...
Yep.
You gotta get it, like, on BitTorrent.
You have to be one of their members.
Yeah.
To just get the...
Did you pay for it? You know them? Like, you can get it if you want.
Yeah.
You gotta know them.
You gotta know, you gotta know the guy's email, and you gotta go to this alleyway where they leave.
You gotta go by the dumpster and get the fishmonger's fucking copy.
It's in a brown paper sack marked Dragon Time.
On that note, Boss Barrel Radio.
Happy birthday!
Yeah!